Chapter 262, Ascertainment of What One Hears and Narrates. Allah the Exalted says, And follow not, O man, i.e., say not, or do not, or witness not that of which you have no knowledge. 1736. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. 50:18. 1547. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, It is enough for a man to prove himself a liar when he goes on narrating whatever he hears. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that it is not fair to accept everything one hears as true without verifying it, nor is it right to communicate it to others because it is quite possible that what one has heard is untrue, and by communicating it to others, he adds it to his own lies. It is therefore necessary that one should make sure that what he is communicating to others is true. 1548. Samura radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who relates from me something which he deems false is one of the liars. Muslim. Commentary. In some of the narrations of this hadith, the word used is kadiban, which means two liars. One is that person who tells a lie and attributes his statement to the Prophet, peace be upon him. The second is that person who conveys it to others. Thus, this hadith has a stern warning for those ulama and preachers who feel no hesitation in relating false and fabricated ahadith. 1549. Asma radiallahu anha reported, A woman came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, I have a co-wife. Is there any harm for me if I give her the false impression of getting something from my husband, which he has not in fact given me? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The one who creates a false impression of receiving what one has not been given is like one who wears two garments of falsehood. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Some people disguise themselves as pious to create a false impression of their piety. Some put up the appearance of scholars to establish their scholarship, and some take to highly expensive clothes to give the impression of being rich. Since these things are fabricated and false, they constitute great sins. One should live as one really is. Similarly, the second wife should not invent false stories to give wrong impression of herself to the other wife, nor should make false claims of greater love and attention of the husband only to incite the jealousy of the other one, while the real position is far from that. In fact, even if this is so, she should not expose the weakness of the husband so that the feelings of his other wife are not injured.